With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump and Republicans in Congress are ready to make some changes.
Having won the election and sweeping the power, Republicans are planning an ambitious 100-day agenda with President-elect Donald Trump in the White House and GOP lawmakers in a congressional majority to accomplish their policy goals. Atop the list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring GOP tax cuts, a signature domestic achievement of Trump's first term, and an issue that may define his return to the White House. The policies emerging will revive long-running debates about America's priorities. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Joe Biden issues a pardon for his son.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice. The move comes less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rough weather, winter weather still has a grip on the Northeast.
Snowfall rates within these bands, the one off Lake Erie, we have already observed snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is extremely difficult for road crews to properly clean the roads. It's simply just coming down too hard and too quickly to keep up with once snowfall rates really start to move into that territory. Off Lake Ontario, we're actually seeing snowfall rates 3 to 4 inches an hour within the heart of this lake effect band.
That from the National Weather Service. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to homosexual couples. The Court of Final Appeals dismissal of the government's appeals ends some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region. This is SRN News. Amazon introduces robots into its warehouses. John Scott has the story.
The e-commerce giant says the robots will improve efficiency and reduce employee injuries. Two robotic arms named Robin and Cardinal can lift packages that weigh up to 50 pounds. A third, Sparrow, transfers items from bins to other containers. The company says it's already seeing benefits such as reducing the time it takes to fulfill orders and helping employees avoid repetitive tasks. However, automation also carries drawbacks for workers who might need to be retrained for new positions. John Scott reporting.
Black Friday was a virtual venture for U.S. shoppers this year, who spent nearly $10.8 billion online. According to Adobe Analytics, that's up 10% from last year. The top online items this year were makeup, skincare, and hair care products, along with speakers and espresso machines. More details at srnnews.com.